texture, I reckon, because I could eat it for breakfast now if you put some butter and syrup on it. But it's, I don't know.
Did people treat the people that were tenant farmers any differently? Were they treated different by, or was everybody just the same? It didn't matter.
Way wiped their nose on the sleeve just like I did. To me, to us, and to back in those days, we didn't. In other words, my dad always had two cows. We didn't need two cows, really, but we always had two cows because when the cow, the period there when the cow freshened, the milk's not supposed to be drank, according to him, anyway. But the main reason we kept two cows is we had some poor folks' neighbors that didn't have a cow. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we helped them out. And I've known Dad even loan a neighbor a cow when their cow was fixing to have a calf. Mm-hmm. And tenant farmers or regular farmers, we'd swap work. I know the family that lived on the place over there, and there's three of those boys and me. We was about 12, 13 years old. And I'd swap work with them. Mm-hmm. I'd come out on a good end of the deal. I'd go over and work a half a day, and all three of them would come over and work a half a day. I'd get in 3-1. But I went over there one morning to go to work, and I don't know what we were doing, but we came back at lunchtime, and Miss had dinner on the table.
Wow.
And we sat down and eat dinner. And when we finished, Miss says, "You boys want to see your new brother. He's in there in the bed." She had a baby. Cleaned the baby, cleaned herself, and cooked our dinner since we had left, and nobody in the house but her. Look at your chin drop, will you? Look at your chin drop.
Wow.
Women just absolutely won't believe it. I mean, it was, and she thought nothing about it. She didn't think anything about it.
She said, "Do you want to go in there and see your little baby brother?"
She says, "You boys won't see your baby brothers in there in the bed."
Wow, women were strong, weren't they?
But I mean, she had cooked our lunch, and she was clean, and the baby was clean.
Wow. Now that is something. That is really something.
Mama, come over here. I'm having labor.
Wow. That's amazing.
Farm, and that same farm was had sold out to preacher. He bought it, and he had a tenant farmer there, and he'd come up on the weekends, and he had horse-drawn mowing machines with a thing on the side. So Mr. would been out there working on that mowing machine, and he stuck his finger down in there and it moved something, and it cut the end of his finger off. So on Saturday, preacher came out there, and one of Mr. Coker's boys said something about it, and he said, "Well, Daddy cut his finger off the other day." "Well, how'd you do it?" And he said, "Well, come on, I'll show you." And he said, "Come down there." And he went over that mowing machine, and he cut his finger off exactly like his daddy did, showing preacher how he did it. He didn't mean to do it, but he was so showing him, and he said, and he had his finger right down here, and he put this lever, and he cut his own finger, just exactly like his daddy did.
Right.
We wrote him about that. He didn't mean to, but he just slipped up and went just a little too. But his daddy had his finger down, that sickle goes like that, and he was trying to, and he stood down and he moved this, and when he did, and Junior stuck his finger down and did exactly the same thing the old man did.
Ooh.
We wrote him about that for 10 years over.
Oh, Lord.
Show him how to do it, Junior.
Oh, man. Wow.
All right, and you see the, you're talking about electricity and water. On that place, there was a good big spring there. I mean, gushing water out of there, good spring. So we just put the wash pots and the wash tubs down there, and everybody went down to that spring and did your washing.